Now, any time Henry was out of money, which was most the time, he took to traveling from place to place by Shoe Leather Express. This story is about one of them times. You see, he was walking from Cobb County all the way down to Crabtree, and being the hot day that it was, well, he got pretty tired and his dogs got to burning. Mostly, his belly was running on empty, and every so often it would sing out, as if he needed reminding. Well, now, somewhere in there, he walked right past a house belonging to a widow. She had a little garden out to the side, right by the kitchen door, where she could reach the vegetables whenever she was cooking something. She happened to be out working in the garden when Henry was a-passing by. Henry tipped his hat. "Afternoon, ma'am," said Henry. "Some hot day, huh?"
"Yes, sir," said the widow. "Hot enough to fry an egg on a rock."
"That about does it right," said Henry. "I don't imagine you got any spare vegetables in that there garden, do you?"
"Don't imagine I do," said the widow. "Sorry."
"Didn't think so," said Henry. "And you probably don't have any table scraps to give a stranger, do you?"
"I probably don't,"
said the widow. She bent over to pick up some weeds. Now, Henry wasn't real bright, but it didn't take the brains of an Einstein to figure out that this widow wasn't about to give anything away for nothing. So Henry just walked on down the road a little ways. And just as he was crossing a creek, he had this here idea. He reached down into the water and picked up a smooth little stone, smoothest one he could find. Went back up the road to the widow's house again.
"Excuse me, ma'am," said Henry. "Will you let me borrow a pot of water to make some rock soup with?"
"Rock soup?"
said the widow.
"Who ever heard of such a thing?"
"It's real good," said Henry. "And I found this here rock that'll make it taste just fine. Tell you what, I'll make enough for the two of us, and you can decide for yourself if you like it or not." Well, the widow wasn't wasting no time getting that pot of water while Henry built a fire at the side of the road. Pretty soon they got the pot to boiling. That's when Henry dropped the rock down into the water and started stirring. Then after a bit, he tasted the water. The widow watched.
"Say," said Henry, "this is starting to taste pretty good, but it usually tastes better with a little onion."
He kept stirring. The widow went into the house and brought out an onion.
"Here," said the widow, "put this in."
Henry put the onion into the pot of boiling water, stirred some more, tasted it again.
"It's getting real good," said Henry. "Taste it for yourself."
The widow took a sip.
"Needs a potato," said the widow.
She went into the house, got a potato, put it in the pot, stirred it, and Henry tasted it.
"Maybe a little salt," said Henry.
The widow got some salt, brought out a few beans and a tomato, too.
"Try these," said the widow. "They always make my soups taste better."
Henry put the beans and the tomato into the pot, stirred some more. Each one took a little taste.
"It's missing something," said the widow.
She went back into the house, was gone for quite a while, brought out some chunks of red meat, dropped them in the pot, stirred some more, tasted it, smiled at Henry.
"I think it's done," said the widow. "You taste it. I'll get some bowls from the house."
The widow went into the house,
came back with two bowls and some spoons. They sat in the shade of a tall oak tree and ate that whole pot of stew till there weren't none left. "This is the best soup I ever ate," said the widow. "Mind if I keep the rock?"
"It's all yours," said Henry. He tipped his hat and headed on down the road.